On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags, we had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of O'Blind horses' hides, we had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million bales of old Nanny Ghost tales in the hold of the Irish Rover. There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flutes when the ladies lined up for a set. He was too clean with skill for each sparkling quadrille, though the dancers were flutered and bent. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance that he sailed on the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a man from Westmeath called Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bob Tracy from Dover. And your man Mike McCann from the banks of the Van was the skipper on the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost its way in the fog. And the whole of her crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. When the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock, the bulkhead was turned right over. Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.